Online Podcast 136. Hello, hello! Welcome to Online Podcast. How are you doing? It is lovely to be back. Oh, my cat is so excited as I'm speaking. Chai is sitting on my lap. I'm petting my pussy. Oh, ow, don't claw me. My pussy attacks! Anyway, it's so good to be home. I know I was in, if you listen to Madge Weinstein's show, I was in Chicago, so I get to see Madge over the weekend. And it was very lovely and very good to see her. And we went out and have Vietnamese food. Vietnamese a la Madge, I mean, Oh, sorry. I really do mean it, but I don't really care, but I do mean it. It just came out. I had this little thing of apple pie before I started my recording because we're going to go out and eat later on tonight with a bunch of friends. So I am just sitting here doing the show, petting my pussy. I really am petting my pussy. I'm kind of like stroking the pussy. Oh, you're so cute. And of course, the cats missed us when we were gone. And so they're all clingy now. The boy's like, he doesn't let me go anywhere without him being there too. He wants us to be there. I think it's the first time that we left the kitty alone for so long. But anyway, going back to my trip to Chicago, it was really lovely. Now, of course, I do most of my show stuff on Gmail. And the Gmail network seems to be down. Oh, it's back. Okay, good. So I have certain things that I put in my Gmail where I'm going to talk about. And Gmail server was a little slow or down, whatever. And so I couldn't do it. Right now I can. But first of all, before I go back to my Chicago thing, I want to say how many people are on my acupuncture map now. Acupuncture in Malay. Acupuncture means acupuncture. Puncture. Acupuncture map. So I want to say hi to the new people on my acupuncture map. What is map in Malay? I forgot what map is called in Malay now. I want to say hi to several new people, in fact, quite a few new people. One of them is Duncan. No, I say hi to Duncan before. Ew, who is it now? Vincent Tan. I say hi to Vincent Tan from Johor Bahru. He was having problem. Oh, yeah, actually, he's new. Vincent was having an issue adding himself to, not his issue, but Frapper's issue of adding any place outside of the United States for a while there. And now he is on the map. Vincent, welcome, welcome. And also Jarno from Finland, a friend of mine that I got to know online because we were both studying sign language. I was studying American Sign Language. Of course, he was studying Canadian Sign Language, which were pretty much the same thing. And Jarno, hello. And he also has his own podcast as well. Don't remember the URL, so maybe you can add yourself to the comment on the show and tell us what your podcast is. Jarno, I think that's how you pronounce his name. I forgot now. Finnish, I don't speak Finnish, you know. And also want to say hi to Alvin from Manila, the Philippines. Hello. Let's see. I don't really know how to say hi. How do you say hi? Like, hello, and in Tagalog. Can you teach me, Alvin, since you're so hot? Alvin is hot. Brian from Sugarland also. Sugarland, Texas? Is that a real place? Sugarland? Brian from Sugar Land, Texas, also is new on the My Acupuncture Map. Don't step on my keyboard, boy. My cat steps on my keyboards. And then there's also another hottie from Manila, for Chris from Manila, also from the Philippines, and you can see his nipple. Oh, it's a crazy mood day, isn't it? You can see his nipple, so those of you who want to see a hot Pinoy nipple, go to my acupuncture map. And if you haven't, while you're there checking out his nipple, you might as well add yourself to the acupuncture map. How about that? And actually, just kidding, Chris, but you are hot. Chris from Manila says, You are a delight. Thank you very much. And so are you. And also, Brian from Sugarland, Texas says, hi, you're awesome. Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm floating now. I'm bloating. And then I keep him coming, says the cute Alvin. Not cute, he's kind of hot. And of course, oh, love you too, Yarno. And Yarno is quite, you know, we've known each other for a while now. So, this show is a little bit chaotic, well, as all my other shows, because I just came back from Chicago, and all I want to talk about is Chicago. So, I'm not going to go into these other business stuff yet. A lot of people send me, there's a lot of stuff going on, but I only have time to talk about one thing right now, because I'm just too scattered. I'm looking at my Gmail account. I want to clarify. I think it was, I think it was Ben. Oops, I just said your first name, but never mind. I think it's Ben who has this website called myremixweb.com. I only mentioned that, I think I mentioned that during the, while I was out there somewhere doing my Hy-Vee shopping, as another listener quoted me saying Guyvee. No, Hy-Vee, not Guyvee, but there were so many high guys there. And so Ben actually has a show called MyRemixWeb.com, and I sort of butchered the website, but it's the www.myremixweb.com. And if, oh gosh, I'm just so busy, I'm going to go out for dinner. So, you know, if I remember, I'll post the link also. If not, you are going to have to, Ben, come to my website and go to the comment area and actually add your own website there. How about that? And I'll add that to my show if I forget. And, you know, I always forget. So let's talk about Chicago. So it's crazy. It's everything is green in Chicago. Like everything is green in Chicago. Bruce and I went to Chicago. We've planned a trip. This is kind of interesting. We planned a trip to Chicago back, last year actually, but we couldn't find an exact time. And I also was kind of like looking for deals. So I couldn't find an exact time until like end of January where we, that's part of the why I'm going to talk about the green thing is we're going to go see the musical Wicked. Have you seen that yet? Have you seen that show yet? Those of you who have seen the show, you know how cool and how good the show is. So, oh, actually, listen to this. It's not that. It's not what you're thinking. I'm not whacking that thing. But I have here two pieces of tickets that I bought for my friends, Jeff and Kenny. Wicked ticket at the in Chicago, not in New York, but in Chicago. And it's at the Fort Theater something. It's the Oriental Theater. What is it called? Oriental Theater on 24 West Randolph, Chicago. It's at the Ford Center. So it was so wonderful. Oh my God. But anyway, oh, I just ruined my story. So I was trying to go see Wicked, right? And I went to the website to purchase. And of course, it links you to Ticketmaster. And Ticketmaster charge you money, those service fee and all those stuff. which is typically fine, but I couldn't find any ticket for not even one. And of course, I needed two. Not even one ticket for the show for the period of time that we'll be in Chicago, which was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And the only show available was on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, I have a commitment that I have to come to that I cannot take an extra day off. So what I did was, we decided, oh, well, screw it. It's all my fault because I didn't reserve a ticket early enough. And then I went to Orbitz.com to just look for hotels and car rental and air tickets and all that. And did you know Orbitz does not sponsor me, but they can. Because I love Orbitz, I don't know whether I got a good deal. Well, definitely not cheap, but I booked my ticket. Yes, that was my kitty. I booked my tickets and everything on Orbitz, and then at checkout, it asked me, do you want to add $100 per ticket to go see Wicked? I was like, oh my God, is this for real? And I got it anyway, not knowing whether their seats are good or bad. I got the tickets anyway. And it was $100 a piece. So it turned out to be about the same price as how you would pay it through Ticketmaster. It was like a supposedly good seats. It didn't tell you where it was. It didn't tell whether it's an orchestra seats or it didn't tell you whether it's balcony seats or what. But I just went ahead and got it because it's better than nothing. So we were so excited. It was a Sunday matinee show at 2:00. And so that was really, really fun. And of course, it was, oh, what was it? This weekend was what? Today's actually Thursday for you. If you're listening to this fresh out of the oven, it will be Thursday. If you're listening to this later on, doesn't matter what day it is. But it was the last weekend that I went to Chicago, right? And the date is Saturday. It was 11. So it was the 11th when we got into Chicago, March 11th. And guess what? The river was already green. Can you imagine that? And many of you would know that Chicago dye their river green, the Chicago River green color for St. Patrick's Day. And of course, there's a lot of drunk people on the street with their green jewels and big hats and green shirts and all things green on the street, because our hotel is right smack in the middle of downtown. In fact, we're one block north of the river. It is so close that we can actually walk over just a few steps away to get to the river. So we get to see the green river. Oh, I may post a picture sometime in the future. I have it in my phone because my regular camera, which is that Samuel Fisher camera that I use all the time to do my video podcast and also my picture taking, is broken. And so it's in service. And I was just talking to the guy fixing my camera this afternoon, and supposed to be coming back to me next week. So it'll be lovely. I'll have a good camera now. The audio was bad. That's why some of my audio has a jittery sound. So it's supposedly will be coming back tomorrow. I mean, next week. And which means I did not have my camera when I was in Chicago, and I was a bit disappointed. And Bruce has his really nice big camera, which we do not use. It's really meant for his SLR camera. What did I just hit? He has his SLR camera that we only use it for like serious picture taking or when you're able to travel with the camera. And since we're pretty much packed and we don't want to carry the camera case, and I personally don't feel secure putting the checking in the camera. Would you put your camera in there? I mean, if you have an SLR camera or those manual big hunka camera, right? Would you check that into your check-in suitcase? I would not, because you know how they handle those big suitcases. Just dump it and trash it and throw it, and I don't know what's going to happen to the camera. You know, it might crack. So I insisted that he should not take the camera with him, and so he did not. And after that, since we don't have his camera, we don't have my camera, because my camera was in the clinic, in the shop, in the hospital, I was a little disappointed. But then I realized, before I have my nice Fisher camera, I actually was Yes! That's my cat again. I was actually taking pictures with my phone. Ow! Ow! Don't claw me! Just jump up. Just jump up. Jump up. Up here. And so I just take my camera with my phone. The phone, built-in phone camera. Yes, cutie pie. Oh, he's so snuggly. And so I took some pictures on there, but it will be a while before I post the pictures because I'm too busy. I'm just too busy. Honey, I'm just too busy. And, well, I will. I don't know when I'm going to do that, though. And that's why I don't want to promise. And then, oh, by the way, talking about pictures, another tangent. If you like to see pictures, you can actually go to my website at onlinepodcast.com and then go down to the right, on the right hand side, there's a photos or something on my website. Let me go see what it says. There's a website, there's a link on the bottom. There is, you know, those three pictures from Flickr, which I do not use anymore. So I better remove it. So by the time you check this out, I might have removed it or might not have, because I'm just too lazy. And then there is a link underneath those three blocks of pictures called Online Podcast Album. If you click on that album, it actually brings you to a bunch of pictures that I'll be posting. So some of the pictures from Michael and I in the plaza. And I thank you so much for all those comments. And we are crazy people. And so we had so much fun, though. Michael, if you're listening, I don't know if she listens, but if you're listening, I had so much fun. And there's more of us that's coming up next week or in the future sometime. We talk about something really scary, and you don't want to miss this one. And oh gosh, goodness, I forgot what I was going to say now. So we went to Chicago without the camera. And no, now I forgot what I was going to say. Yes, I'm petting my pussy again. Anyway, so there was a magism there. I forgot what I was going to say. So we went to Chicago, and so there's a lot of green people, and you know, people wearing green because they were celebrating St. Patrick's Day 1 week sooner. Even, is it 1 week or 2 weeks? I think it's 1 week sooner. Is this coming weekend, St. Patrick's Day weekend, where people get drunk. And, boy, stop it. He's playing with my headphones. Boy, daddy's so burpy. And, so we had a lot of fun. We get to see some of our friends named, C and J in Chicago. They don't listen to podcasts, I don't believe, but I don't want to, you know, give too much detail. And so that was lovely. And then, of course, we went to IKEA. That was the whole point. Even without getting tickets to go to see Wicked, we would have gone anyway because we wanted to go to IKEA to shop. Because we have some certain furniture that we need to purchase. It was a bit of a disappointing trip, though, because a lot of their stuff either discontinued or out of stock. And that kind of pissed both of us off. So it was a little annoying there. And, but we went to Chicago and Schaumburg regardless. And I got lost driving, which is not a surprise. I got lost again. You know, if any of you, like really rich people out there, if you want to buy me something, please buy me a GPS thing with a map navigator thing. I would really love to have one of those. I want one that is not built into the car, so wherever I go, I can bring that thing with me. I may actually buy that one of these days. It may be really good for me. Because I get lost, and I got lost in like for an hour and a half, 2 hours. I was driving in and around Chicago trying to get south of the river or get down to the river, and I could not find my way down to the river. So, and because of a construction, otherwise we would have gone back. I mean, get to where we were going sooner. And so, and also the theater, the hotel that we stay in was so close to the river. It's also very close to the theater. We actually walked to the theater. How perfect It was just a lovely, lovely time. But we missed the cats. We missed the kitties. I was actually very concerned about the kitties. And I wish that I have set up my computer in the living room where they usually sleep on the couch, right? I wish that I set up a camera so that I can just call into my computer and turn on the camera and check to see if they're doing okay. But they seem to be fine. And of course, right now I'm going to jump into the email or responding to some of the stuff that I want to talk about. I want to say, okay, who is this? I love your show. I'm sure that a lot of Asian Canadian friends. Oh, this is, what's his name? He has a blog also called beyondtheghetto.livejournal.com. What is his name? His name is Stephen. Hello, Stephen. How do you pronounce Stephen if it's spelled P-H with a P-H instead of a V? Do you still pronounce it the same way? Stephen? Stephen? Or Stephen? Ooh, Stephen. And I also recorded something from Chicago really short because it was a vacation and I didn't really have time or also the heart to do a recording while I'm, you know, getting lost in Chicago. And I recorded a short clip that I will probably be paying. Oh my gosh, my voice, I lose my voice. Oi! wait, I'm gonna pause because I'm gonna cough. Okay, I better not stop it. Okay, I'm just gonna pause it. It will just be a split second for you. Coughing accomplished, and then I'm done. Now, if I'm really good, I would hit pause all the time when I need to burp, but of course, never mind. Anyway, Stephen sent me an email and said that he would introduce my podcast to some of the Asian Canadian friends of his. And he's a GWM, he's a GWM, meaning gay white man, I guess. And he said that the Canadian Asians will probably, or Asians Canadian would enjoy my show as well. And I hope they do. And if you're listening to this because Stephen from beyondtheghetto.livejournal.com sent you here, say hi to me and let me know, that you are, that you're, here listening to online podcast because of him. And I am also want to actually, Jason, did you guys know Jason? Okay, I'm gonna break the law just for one moment. Jason is a singer that I really, well, Jason is not just a singer, he is my listener, and he sent me several audio file of his music that he sang. And since it's non-pod safe, I would only play the part where he gets singing because I want to show you how good he is. This is Jason. This is Jason, ladies and gentlemen. Someday, very soon, he's going to be huge, huge star. He is so good. And we're hoping that, Jason, can we still do something together? Jason, are you listening? I know you're busy preparing for your concert. So Jason's concert is coming up. So since you don't know what the song is, so it doesn't really matter, even if it's, you know, singing, because it's just singing in the back, right? So you don't know what song it is, so it's not pod safe, or it is pod safe now. Anyway, so he has a concert coming up in April 28th in Connecticut, Bristol, Connecticut, Connecticut. So if you want any ticket information, you can shoot him an email at, I don't know if... why don't you write me? Why don't you write me first and then I'll send your information to Jason. This is how good he is. Mm-hmm. are so good, Jason. I mean, this is... Sorry. Anyway, I'm just blown away by his talent. Oh my god, it's such a great voice, such a wonderful talent. Oh my gosh, I just wish I can play more of his songs. There's, and I have a couple of his songs that he sent me, and without his permission, I just played it for you. I don't care, because it's too good to resist. Oh, Jason. So his concert is coming up in April. So if you are in Connecticut or close to Bristol, Connecticut, is that how you say it? Please email me online at gmail.com. I will forward the information to you on how to get tickets. It's also inexpensive. It's, I think, what, $6, $8, something like that. And yeah, so let me know. That is the Jason that I played his voicemail several times. Jason and Guillermo, the two that I really enjoy, two listeners that I really enjoy. I haven't heard from you guys for a while, so why don't you call again and promote your concert right here on the online podcast. And I guess it's about time. I need to go because I'm going to go eat, meet up with my friends, and I'm going to go eat, okay? And I don't know if I've done all my business stuff. Oh, actually, Travis. Every time I say I'm done, I have something else. Travis from somewhere, from one of my listeners, also emailed me back, kind of giving me more information or the correct information about State Line. Remember, I was driving down. I have to rush this. Remember, I was driving down State Line when I go to the grocery store Guyvee, and I was going to Guyvee, and then I was driving on the Kansas side of State Line. But according to Travis, is it Travis? Yeah, according to Travis, the State Line, the entire State Line, actually belongs to Kansas, which means the middle of the street is in the State Line. So even if I drive, like risking my life driving to the left-hand side and driving against the traffic, I would die, but still, I'm still in Kansas. So didn't work that way. But anyway, I'm guessing if you have a school that has a parking lot on Travis, this is for Travis, if you have a parking lot, I mean, your school parking lot is over on the Kansas side and your school is over on the Missouri side. Are you going to that Penn something high school? I don't remember the name, but it's on like State Line and Shawnee Mission. Is that the one? Let me know. And you can also always call me also, you know, at my online podcast hotline, my phone comment line at 206-888-JOHN. If you're in the United States. And you can always also, just write email me at online@gmail.com. And I was also struggling to talk about, you know, what Kansas City is. Kansas City is the city of fountains. Remember, I was talking to Michael about that, and I just couldn't get my words out. That's how it is. And I'm surprised so many people listen to my podcast still. But I love you all for doing that. And okay, now it's the real wrap up now. Thank you so much for listening. And I will hopefully talk to you again next week. And I will be doing the stretching from Andrew, the stretching pieces. And you know, I think I've been able to do like 11 to 12 push-ups still. On the knee push-ups continuously. I used to do the sets, three sets of five. Now I do like 12, and then I stop, and I sometimes do 10 even when I'm more adventurous. So I'm still keeping up with that, even though I feel like 10,000 pounds heavier because I came back from Chicago. And oh my gosh, maybe I'm not going to finish again. I went to this place called, I forgot what it's called now, Fogo de Chao, something like that. It's where you can eat all the 17 different cuts of roast meat until you're pretty much full and about to explode, which I did. No, I did not throw up, but I almost exploded. It was so good, though. You get all this great vegetables in the very beginning as your salad and appetizer thingy, right? And then you get all these different cuts of meat. And those gauchos would come to you, because it's a Brazilian thing. They would come to you and slice off those hot, hot meat, and tender and juicy and flavorful. And oh! It was so good. If you have one in your city, please don't go there if you want to lose weight. I actually, if you're doing low carb, it would be perfect for you because, oh my god, it was so good. Is it Fogo or Fogo? Fogo de Chao. Let me see if that's a website. Yes, it is Fogo. Fogo de Chao. And it's something called Churrascaria. I don't know how to pronounce it because I don't speak Portuguese, excuse me. But you can go to fogodechao.com. That's Fogodechao. Hey, ow! Okay, I'm trying to wrap this up. Oh my gosh, it's over 30 minutes. Oy vey. It is fogodechao.com. The reason why I'm mentioning all this is because I might be too lazy to do show notes because I don't have time. I have to rush out and have dinner. Okay, bye, y'all. I'll see y'all later. And what you doing? Anyway, take care, y'all, all y'all. And we'll talk to you next week, okay? Continue doing your exercise and give me some reports or write to here Andrew, my fitness guru. And his email is at gmail.com. Sorry. Okay, bye. Don't forget to smile. Ta-ta.